Hello, dear listener, and welcome to not even episode one. This is going to be the trial episode, if you will, for an untitled call-in show that I've been thinking about doing. If you have not heard of the app Stereo, from what it looks like it is, it allows you to connect with random people from around the world, and I'm not sure exactly how it works yet, but I'm thinking what I'm going to do is, since I already made an account for it, is I'm going to just connect with random people, and I'm just going to discuss various horror-related things. Ideally, it'd be like experiences they had, whether it be paranormal or stalker experiences. You know, things you'd see on Reddit, No Sleep, Paranormal, or That's Not Me, but straight from, you know, the mouths of these people on Stereo. So I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try to talk to a couple people. And if it's successful, I would love for this to be an additional upload every week on the podcast, just to give more content and to have something a little bit more personable, if you will. Something that strays away just a bit from the normal narrative storytelling of that the podcast currently is. I mean, that's not going anywhere. If anything, that's going to increase. But if I can have this as an additional upload just to change things up a little bit, that would be awesome. So, with that said, I'm going to get it started. If it is successful, I would love to add a video component. But for now, it'll be audio only. And you guys can't see the setup I have, but I have my phone connected to a Bluetooth speaker that is sitting on a cup that is right in front of my microphone and in front of my face. And I'm going to have the phone in front of me as well. And I'm just going to hope for the best. Let's just go for it, huh? All right, so, well, I don't want to hear anybody else's Stereo conversation now. I'm going to hit start a talk. Stereo would like access to the microphone. Yes, grant. It says, got it. Let me host a talk. Let's see. All right, searching. Oswald Mosley. I'm going to accept. Hi, Oswald.
Hey.
How's it going, man?
Nigga, balls in your mouth?
Do I have balls in my mouth? All right, well, not the first conversation. Oh, we got the next Michael Jackson. Hi, how's it going? Oh, I have to accept. Hi, next
Hello,
Michael.
Hello, sir.
Oh, hi, how's it going?
Where you got a knife in your head?
Oh, you know, it's kind of my persona.
Are you the undead?
I might be. I guess you wouldn't really know.
Yeah, I would.
Oh. So, have you had any ghost experiences or creepy experiences you'd like to share?
I've had a lot of experiences. Why do you ask?
Oh, I run a horror podcast, and I'm looking for interesting stories, if you don't mind sharing.
You actually do? Where do you do it? Is it just this place?
No, this is actually my first time using Stereo. Usually it's just narrative short stories, but I want to get out there in the world and talk to some real people, you know?
And you got your YouTube channel connected.
Yes, sir.
Well, you've got really lucky today, because I've actually lived in a really fucking haunted house in my life.
Wow. No way.
We're talking, like, demons from, like, places that probably don't even exist to normal people. Like, these are some crazy demons that can really move, like, objects in a way that's, like, extreme. Like, I'm talking, like, my bed lifted 3 feet in the air and just dropped. Like, while I was, like, sleeping in the morning.
You were on the bed?
Yeah. I was on the bed, too.
Whoa. Is that,
The only thing that woke me up was actually falling. Not, like, lifting, but falling.
And how old were you when all this stuff was happening?
I was just moving out of my parents' house. I was, like, in my 20s.
Gotcha. And how long were you in that house, would you say?
I couldn't believe it, man. I couldn't believe it. It was insane, but I actually was there over a year.
Wow. And did it start from like day one, or did it kind of gradually begin?
First day, I knew it was haunted. Like right when I paid them the money, I really just wanted my money back. Like that's what I felt like when I was there. I was like, I'm getting a really bad feeling about this place. I want my money back. That's what I was thinking in my head.
What happened that made you think that right away? Just like sounds and stuff?
No. I got really good intuition on things. But the thing is, like, when I got there, of course I had a weird feeling. But I had a lot of, also I didn't really have that much options at the time. So, but the thing is, the feeling got even worse after I paid the money. I felt like a real bad sense going on. But, you know, the thing is, people sometimes they get attached to these places that they live in. And that's what happened to me.
You got attached, or you think the spirit that was in there got attached?
Well, I couldn't leave, you know. I couldn't leave even if I wanted to leave. So they were somehow attached to the place.
Oh, you got you were obligated to stay there. You weren't like emotionally attached.
I felt attached. I felt like I couldn't leave.
Wow. And so would you say the bed lifting, because that's pretty insane. Like you see that in movies and stuff, but you never really hear about it happening to people. Would you say that was the craziest thing?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like this house was fucking heavily haunted. I actually saw like a figure that was like, he was realer than real, like realer than humans, like because he had fire all over his skin. He had light. He had light to his skin. So this is like something really, really real, realer than real. And the door would always open on its own. So that's something that people would notice when they come over. Like they'd be like, this place is haunted, bro. And I was like, duh, like, of course it's haunted. But what do you want to say? Like, what are you trying to say? It's just the doors opening. It's nothing crazy. I mean, you should see the stuff that happens at night.
I actually got goosebumps as you were describing the fireman. That's messed up.
He came from like an Indian kind of tribe, you know, from a place a long time ago, way before us, probably before the 19th century.
Oh,
but, this guy was strong. You know, I actually stood up to this bitch. Oh. And I actually was trying to fight him for my blanket, but he won, bastard. Gave up. I didn't have enough strength. I gave it my all, but I realized that I was going to fall off the bed if I kept like trying to pull him with the blanket. So like, I realized that it was a battle that I couldn't win. He was way stronger than I was.
Oh man, I have so many questions. But so this was the one. Was this the only spirit that would you say was in the house, or just the most powerful?
You know, it's hard to say who was there or who wasn't there. There must have been multiple people, because sometimes when I was sitting in the room where the bed was in the corner, I could hear people talking, but I just kind of thought that it was people next door. So because people did live next door. It was like a house, like set up in different rooms they sold and rented to people.
Oh.
So it could have been other people, but what it really was is it was spirits, because those people weren't there most of the time. And I was just plain dumb, you know. If something like a light flickered or something, or a light went off or on, I'd be like, oh, electrical problems. And if the TV kept changing channels on its own, I'd just be like, oh, the freaking landlord's pissed off at me, or they're probably just trying to fuck with me because they own these TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The bed raising, oh, maybe it's an earthquake of some kind that I can't explain. I just tried to be as stupid as possible about it, to like piss off the spirits is more and more.
Oh, I got you.
And then eventually, I couldn't, you know, like do it anymore. Then I was just like, fuck you spirits. I'm not leaving. You can't get me to leave no matter what. Ha ha, you're bitches. Ha ha. I just said stuff like that. And they really tried to, they did scare me, but they never got me out of there. That's the thing.
Nice.
They could scare me, but they could never get me out. So I won.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Cause I would have left. I would have broke my lease week one. But
yeah, sometimes when I went in the bathroom, bro,
yeah,
I could be in there for hours and it felt like minutes. And people would tell me that were my friends are like, you've been in there for like a half an hour. And I was like, I was only in there for like 5 minutes. What are you talking about?
Wow. So it was like time warps, or like, would you think it was like some kind of mental trance that you were being put in?
The trance, that's the what it sounds like. Cause, you know, I see a vision and then I'd black out and then I'd come back to, and then I'd be like, what was that? I remember one time I was like, nothing's going to, you know, keep me here. You know, if I want to leave, I'm going to leave, you know?
Yeah.
But right when I said that in my head, you know, that's when that shit happened.
Man, that is insane.
Yeah, I guess it is, you know, because I've seen a lot of shows on TV, you know, where they depict this stuff. And
yeah.
And I think one of the things that actually did scare me, you know, to the point where I was like, oh, shit, these guys are in my head now, is when they turned my cell phone on. And it didn't even have a battery in it. I had a Samsung Galaxy Note 3 that had no battery, but it was turning on.
Whoa. Did they do anything with it, or just did they just turn it on?
It just had the Samsung logo. You know, when you first turn it on, you see the Samsung display?
Yeah.
That's it.
And there was no battery?
It wouldn't shut off. You know, I held the power button trying to shut it off. You know, I would usually do when they just stuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, because there's no battery, you know, usually you take the battery out when that happens. So that's the weird thing about it. So no matter what I did, I even plugged it in the charger after that. It just stayed in the Samsung logo. So, like, they pretty much bricked my phone to where it couldn't do anything at that moment. I was going to grab another phone to start recording this because I was like, this is a phenomenon. But as soon as I looked around for the phone, I felt this really strong presence of, like, a spirit that basically had the presence that was, it didn't say anything, but if I could read its thoughts, it was basically saying, if you get that camera out and you start doing this, we're going to really fucking haunt you more than we've ever haunted you ever before.
Oh my God. I believe that. I feel like that's always the worst thing you can do. Like attempting to capture them just gives them more energy.
That's what I wanted to do, though. I wanted to capture the event, you know, so I'd have some YouTube footage and proof.
Right, yeah, the proof.
Because you never really can get that stuff on tape, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because of a lot of that issue, I would assume.
Yeah. Dang. Where was this, if you don't mind me asking? Like, what town was it in?
It's still there, you know? The place wasn't bulldozed down yet. I visited many times trying to see if anyone lives there, but I guess no one lives there anymore. There's just the person who owns the place. Just comes by and drives and checks it out and keeps it updated to the best they can do, which is really ghetto. But it's like at 7th Street in Dunlap in Phoenix. Street in Dunlap. Yeah, but it's still there and it's still haunted. And yeah, it's some crazy shit. I don't know why anyone would not just try to bulldoze that place down, you know, and try to like dig stuff up, see if there's anything there, you know.
Crazy.
It was heavily haunted, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That was amazing. This is actually the first episode I'm attempting to do this with, and you knocked it out of the park. I didn't expect this intense of a story. So
I
appreciate that.
It's even more intense, bro. Like in the bathroom, sometimes I was, you know, using the restroom, and the bathroom would flush. You know, the toilet would flush on its own.
Jeez. That's crazy that you stayed there for a year. I gotta give it up to you for that one, because most people would have just cut their losses and left.
That would have been the smart option, because I feel that these spirits, they can really take everything from you, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. There's just so much stuff they can take from you. They can really make you feel tired if they want to. It's
Sounds
just
like
a
it.
Really big problem. I mean. Well, you probably know a lot about this since you've done this, but have you done this a long time? Or are you just getting into it?
I've had the channel for probably, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years by now. So I've read a ton of stories and done research.
And you got like a huge following base, huh?
I'd say on the lower side. But hopefully, you know, hopefully one day gets there.
Unfortunately, you know, the paranormal doesn't get too much views on online, but you know, it's a real important profession to study, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, just to warn people what not to do, if nothing else.
So what should I not do when I'm in a haunted house? Because I obviously probably broke a lot of rules, I'm guessing.
I would say right away, the thing that comes to mind is don't try to communicate with them in any way, such as like a Ouija board or anything like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I always...
Now, what would I do if like they try to communicate with me, but I don't want to communicate with them?
I would ignore. I think you were doing right to, you know, ignore them, even if it was just trying to annoy them or whatever. I think ignoring is the best option. Because to acknowledge their presence, I think, gives them energy, which is the last thing you'd want. So,
but how can you ignore your bed lifting in the air? That's just something I don't understand, you know?
That's insane. That's something where I've never had anything near that happen to me. So I would have just left, but I've never experienced that phenomenon of being attached or, you know, having the obligation to stay in a place like that, whether it's financial or otherwise. So you were in a rough situation. I don't know how I would have handled it personally.
You know, I think the stupidity in my head was the thing that made me stay, because I actually thought about just sleeping in the alley one night. Like, that's how I like weighed my options. But then I came back to like the house and I was like, wait a second here. This is my place, motherfuckers. Fuck you guys.
Hell
yeah.
That's
just the attitude I got.
No, it's good. I'm sure. And it probably served you well, because I also think they feed off of fear. So I think you did well there too.
Yeah. Eventually I just stood up to everything that happened. You know, I just faced it all. And there was one night they just gave me respect and stopped bothering me as much.
Nice.
It was pretty cool.
Nice, yeah.
So, but it was when I was standing up to people on the phone in my business. They just would watch me run my business all day. And eventually they gave me a lot of respect.
They were sizing you up.
Yeah, it was messed up though.
Sounds like it, dude.
I already had a tough life as it is. You know, I only made like $250 a week running a business in an apartment.
Yeah.
And it had to be haunted too.
Yeah, that's horrible. I mean, that's double whammy horrible. So props to you for getting through it, man.
Yeah, but you never know what the future is, you know. You could be in a haunted house all over again. You never know. That's why I just can only do what I can do.
Amen. That's it.
So glad I'm not in there, though.
Yeah, for sure. But it sounds like if you ever find yourself in that situation, you'll know how to handle yourself more than most.
I think I'll just not be there.
Yeah.
Choose to not be there, even if I put money down.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. If you can handle that now, if you've got, you know, improved your situation, and that's an option, I would say exercise that option.
Yeah, I know there's spirits everywhere, but, you know, when the place is really just haunted and spirits could come in any given time, it's just not cool. And for anyone to have to live through that, I think you'd have to be like a horrible person to deserve that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to encounter it in the world, but in your home where you lay your head, that's where you should feel the most safe. So to have it happen there, that's a nightmare. It's a living nightmare.
I can't say I was a good person at the time.
You cannot say?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I was a good person at the time. I just say that I was developing myself and I was trying to do what I could to survive. And, you know, I kind of cheated some people in business. It's like I ran a business and sold stuff, but... people would like be really stupid and they wouldn't read like my ad and all the information on there, so they'd waste my time a lot. And eventually I would just not tell them anything and just sell the item, and they'd be all pissed because they didn't realize that the item's description was different than what they thought it was going to be.
Mm.
It was a very tough business, and it almost seemed like the market was only for screwing people and it wasn't for helping people.
Are you still in that business?
Yeah, but I'm doing things right now. I'm giving people like more than what they ask for when I sell something.
Nice.
I'm always looking to get a 5-star review. I'm online. I'm not on Craigslist anymore. I do business where everything has a record and then there's reviews. So the more popular I get, easier it is to sell items, and it just flies out the door. I'm always willing to help people.
Is there anything you want to shout out here? I mean, I can't guarantee you a lot of traffic, but if you want to shout anything out now or plug something, you can feel free.
You know, I do want to shout out something to a couple companies, Alien Labs and Connected. They're the best companies in Arizona for growing high-quality cannabis. And they just came here from California. They got stuff that tests over 30% THC. And this is true testing from On Point Labs out here. They do such an amazing job. And they won a lot of their strains won the Cannabis Cup. I mean, if not all of them, because they're just so strong. And they're like smoking moon rocks, basically.
Alien Labs, huh?
And Connected. But Alien Labs specifically, just everything right.
Alien Labs. When it comes to their flower. And Connected. Okay.
Connected, their pre-rolls aren't so good. And sometimes, like, when they put their label on Cactus Farms, you know, and had a product that had pesticides, not good. Didn't like that.
Gotcha.
But when it comes in their jars, their Connected round jars, you know, there's no pesticides in it. Just like the Alien Labs ones that are around.
Nice. Is that
65. The thing is they cost $65 an eighth, which is more expensive than people are normally willing to pay, but it's worth it, you know. Where the Cactus Jacks, they're charging 70, and there's pesticides in there, so great price, great value.
Is this
in California? They're over $100 out the door if you buy an eighth in California.
Is this the business that you're in, give or take?
Currently, one of the businesses, I do reviews for Connected, Alien Labs, Bun Organics, Diamond, Nectar Farms, and Grow Sciences.
Oh, okay. Where do your reviews live?
What?
Where do your reviews live? Like, where can people check them out?
I'm on YouTube.
Do we just search the next Michael Jackson?
You could probably search Michael JJ2 and you'd probably find something. Yeah, you'll probably find a video that says something about marijuana.
Cool. If you're cool with connecting it to this show, I'll leave a link in the description of whatever I post this on. Are you cool with that?
Yeah. You just search like the Michael JJ2 from Stereo and it should pop up like the first video.
Excellent. Cool. I will make sure to do that.
I also, I'm also working on becoming the next Michael Jackson. I'm on smule.com/MichaelJJ2.
Okay. That would explain the Stereo handle.
Yeah.
Nice.
So and I'm on here a lot. I used to be on here for like the full 12 hours every day.
Whoa. That's insane. I'm just dipping my toes in. So you seem like to be way more experienced.
Yeah, it's a great app, and it's getting better. We're getting a lot more updates, so stay tuned and see what's new.
Nice. Well, hopefully I have more interviews with people like you who not only have excellent stories to share, but just have good conversation. So thank you again, Next Michael Jackson. I'll leave all the links down below on whatever platform you're listening on. But that's going to do it for this. Thanks again, man.
You as well, sir. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later. All right. Well, he just hung up. Oh, it's connecting with someone else. I don't want to do it. Get me off of here. I'm closing Stereo. Ah, hit the microphone. Whew. Okay. Well, that went way better than I thought it would. It was a little rough in the start where that guy told me, he either asked me if I liked balls in my mouth or if I had balls in my mouth. If it was the latter, I'm going to assume it's the latter. Maybe it was a technical question. Maybe it sounded like I had balls in my mouth. who knows? I don't, for the record. But yeah, that was an excellent interview. I thought, when I went into this, I thought I was going to have like three small conversations, and maybe that will still be the case if I continue to do this, but to have that one banger of an interview right from the jump, I'm feeling pretty good about this show. So right now I'm probably going to upload it as the Untitled Call-In Show. I got to think of a more clever name, maybe create some branding, but I think I'm going to keep this going. I'm going to probably put this on YouTube as well as all of the podcast platforms. So if you have the ability to comment, please leave a comment and let me know what you think. Do you want to see more of this? Or is this something that you're not interested in? Should I just put more energy in the narrative storytelling stuff? No matter what, I'm looking forward to creating more content and connecting with you guys. Until next time, this is your host, Dan David, reminding you all to stay safe out there. I'll be seeing you in the next episode.
Nope.